how slogans can transform products.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this afternoon's lecture on advertising. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce our guest speakers, Dr. Gregory Harmsworth and Dr. Michael Sporting.
Thank you, and good morning. I'm Professor Gregory Harmsworth.
And I'm Dr. Michael Sporting.
In today's talk, we'll be looking at three successful advertising campaigns and how ad slogans, also known as taglines, can transform products. We'll be happy to take any questions at the end. Okay, let's start with the car rental company Avis. The company was founded in 1946, and for the first 10 years of its life, it was reasonably successful. However, by 1962, the company was in trouble, and it was in need of a change of image. The company's president, Robert C. Townsend, brought in a new advertising agency, which spent 90 days interviewing Avis employees in an effort to get a better understanding of the company. The ad people asked lots of questions, including, why do people rent cars from Avis? And one answer was particularly interesting. People rent cars from us because we try harder, because we have to. From this, they created the famous Avis tagline, "We try harder." As a result, the company and the ad agency decided to concentrate on customer service, and the effects were amazing. In 1 year, the company went from making a loss to making a profit, with Avis's market share going from 11% in 1962 to 35% in 1966.
And here's another interesting case study. In the 1970s and 80s, Reebok dominated the sportswear market. Nike was a little-known brand that was mostly popular with long-distance runners, but few others. In 1988, ad executive Dan Whedon dreamt up the slogan, "Just Do It," and Nike started using it in their ads from then on. Once again, a new slogan worked wonders, and Nike's market share jumped from 18 to 43%. Whedon's slogan just did it, in fact, and the campaign was a big hit. In 1988, Nike sales were $800 million, but by 1998, sales had exceeded $9.2 billion. Just Do It was short and sweet, but it managed to sum up everything people felt when they were exercising. And that feeling remains the same today. Don't want to run 5 miles? Just do it. Don't want to walk up 4 flights of stairs? Just do it. Don't want to get up early to go for a swim? Just do it. It's a human truth we could all relate to, that drive to push yourself further.
And finally, De Beers. Without a doubt, De Beers' A Diamond Is Forever campaign is one of the most successful ad campaigns ever. In fact, in 1999, Ad Age declared it the most memorable slogan of the 20th century. The campaign proposed, pun intended, the idea that no marriage would be complete without a diamond ring. In effect, they created the idea that a diamond ring was a necessary luxury and something you needed to complete the wedding. The lesson here is to use your marketing to convince your consumers that life without your product would be an incomplete existence. Now, we'll be happy to take any questions. Does anyone have any questions?